You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to start off with music from clarinetist Bobby Gordon. We have Gene Estes on drums, Morty Korb on bass, Ray Sherman on piano, and special guest on harp, Adele Gerard Marcella. And we're going to listen to an interesting version of Kid Ory's composition, Muskrat Ramble. Well, that was an interesting rendition of Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble, featuring on harp Adele Gerard Marcella, who was the sister to Joe Marcella, and Adele going way, way back to 1939. And Gordon just informed me that she was involved with Lil Hardin as well, recording at a very young age. And on this recording from 1992, soloing on Muskrat Ramble, and it must be very difficult to improvise on harp. I guess that's why there aren't that many harpists around in the jazz community. Bobby Gordon was on clarinet, Ray Sherman on piano, Morty Cobb on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. I'm going to listen now to some music from Don Lamphere and New Stories. Now, Don has been in and out of the jazz scene for more than 50 years, and in 2001, he released an album entitled Home at Last. Don is currently residing in Washington State, and we're going to listen to the title track featuring Mark Seals on piano, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums. Now, this trio forms the band New Stories, and they've released a few albums on the Origin Records label, also out of Washington. And if you'd like to get more information on this label, you could go to www.originarts.com, and you'll be able to find out more about what this label is up to. They've been recording jazz for a few years now. But we're going to listen to some music from sax player Don Lamphere, and then we're going to follow that up with a live recording from Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. We'll be right back.
I like this. This is fun. It's a Cole Porter song. Great song. I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I've said to myself this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, never again win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. Comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you can't possibly win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Recorded in Seattle, 1957, that was Frank Sinatra with I've Got You Under My Skin. And before that, we listened to a composition from Hank Mobley performed by Don Lamphor in New Stories entitled Home at Last. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial and streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. Up next, we have music from Jerry Granelli, a drummer who released an album entitled A Song I Thought I Heard Buddy Sing, dedicated to Buddy Bolden, one of the great trumpet players many, many years ago, who never recorded but influenced many musicians, including Louis Armstrong, to name a few. We're going to listen to a track from this album entitled The Oyster Dance, and it features Bill Frisell on guitar and banjo, Kenny Garrett's on alto sax, Julian Priester on trombone, Robin Ford on guitar, Anthony Cox on bass, and Jerry Granelli is on drums.
Thank you.
Well, with the frigid weather we've been having as of late, I think it was inevitable that I would get around to playing that number. It was written by Michel Legrand. It's entitled You Must Believe in Spring, played for us by Daryl Grant from his album Smokin' Java, and featuring Joe Locke. Some beautiful vibes there from him. Donald Harrison on alto sax, Bob Stata on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. That was released in 1999. And before that, we heard music from drummer-percussionist Jerry Grinnelli and The Oyster Dance. Well, I've got some music for you now from trombonist Benny Green. And this is quite a band that he put together. It features pianist Sonny Clark, and on sax we have Jimmy Forrest, on bass George Tucker, and percussion Alfred Dreeres. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Sonny's Crypt. Now, this title began life as Sonny's Crypt, but became garbled in transmission, and it is, of course, Sonny's manuscript. So we'll listen to this this gifted performer who was born in Chicago April 16th, 1923, and performed with Roy Eldridge for a time and many other musicians along the way. And then we're going to follow that up with vocalists, and this goes out to Gaby Warren. Vocalist Andy Bay from his album Shades of Bay. We're going to listen to some Midnight Blue. Thank you.
don't mean to be, but it seems that I am. If we were strangers, I'd understand, but I know you. Memories haunt me, shadows fall, midnight blue. Come closer, we're nearly touching. Remember the taste, our wine was so rare. Dancing by twilight, it's just not the same without you. Memories haunt me, shadows fall, midnight blue.
Well, there's a true original when it comes to vocal stylings. That was Andy Bay with Midnight Blue from his album Shades of Blue. And before that, we heard Benny Green, and that was taken from an album that he released on the Time Records label. I believe it was back in the mid to late 50s, maybe the early 60s. There was no date on that recording, but we heard Sonny's Crip. You're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue with another vocalist who performed with Count Basie for at least a few years and who has been performing on and off for the past few years. His name is Bill Henderson, and we're going to listen to something from his CD entitled Closer Than a Kiss. And this is something that Truman Capote wrote a few years ago. It's entitled Sleeping Bee.
If she really is the one, there's an ancient sign sure to tell you if your search is over and done. Catch a bee, and if he don't sting you, you're in a spell that's just begun. It's a guarantee till the end of time, your true love you have won. Have won. Have won. When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's looked after land. Where you'll see a sun-up sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by when love comes a-calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't waken. Can't believe what just passed. She is mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but she seems sweet, golden as a crown, a sleeping bee done told me I walks with my feet off the ground. When my one true love I has found, I has found.
New, but with the time cleverly spent, it woke up musical minds, and boy, it sure made a dent. And so we know that bebop lives. Dizzy, Bird, and Miles, they did it their way. Springtime people didn't figure it could stay, but they still didn't, you know, because the time was passé. And so they know that bebop lives. And when there was a cat who then started to scat, it made impressions that establishing a school became a popular pastime. For bop, when in its prime, would differentiate the hot from the cool. Second, third generation still blow on all the flat tidbits that we certainly know. Like Coco, don't forget for, and then there's my Indonesia, so we know that bebop.
spent,
It woke up musical minds, and boy, it sure made a dent. And so we know that bebop lives. Dizzy, Bird, and Miles, they did it their way. Springtime people didn't figure it would stay. But they still couldn't, you know, because the time was passé. And so Nalu, their bebop lives. And when there was a cat who then started to scat, it made impressions that establishing the school became a popular pastime. For bop, when in its prime, would differentiate the hot from the cool. Second, third generation still blow all the flattest fists that we certainly know. Like Coco, don't break a four, and then there's night in Tunisia. So we know that bebop.
Bebop Lives from Mark Murphy, and before that, Sleeping Bee from Bill Henderson. I'm Randy McElligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. In 1996, bassist Charlie Hayden and Kenny Barron put their minds and hearts, and more importantly, their souls together, and performed at the Iridium in New York City. It was the fall of 1996, and we're going to listen to them perform together on a beautiful piece entitled Waltz for Ruth.
Francisco, and his name is Sam G. We call his tune G, Sam G.
That was music from Yusef Lateef, recorded in 1964 at Pep's in Philadelphia, featuring Yusef on saxophone, Richard Williams on trumpet, one of my favorite pianists, Mike Nock, Ernie Farrow on bass, and James Black on drums. And before that, from 1996, recorded live at the Iridium in New York City, we heard Charlie Hayden on bass and Kenny Barron on piano on a tune entitled Waltz for Ruth, and that was taken from Night and the City. Well, here's some music from Canadian guitarist Lauren Lofsky from his album Bill Please and Daydream Believer. Thank you. Music from Doug Lawrence and his version of Detour Ahead, taken from his album High Heel Sneakers. And just before that, we heard some music from Lauren Lofsky and Daydream Believer. One man that has been appearing in Ottawa quite often has been Bill Charlap, and we're going to hear something right now from his album Stardust. It's a lovely rendition of Rockin' Chair. Actually, before we get to Bill Charlap, I'm going to listen to some music from one of the greats in jazz, Horace Silver, and he wrote this song. It's entitled Peace.
Thank you.
If you haven't picked up his recording yet, believe me, it's well worth it. That was Bill Charlop from his album Stardust, and we heard Rockin' Chair, a song written by Hoagy Carmichael. Before that, Doug Lawrence with Detour Ahead from his album High Heel Sneakers. And we also heard Horace Silver with Peace as part of that set as well. We're going to listen to one of the legends of Canadian jazz. He's been on the jazz scene for many, many years, and he released an album last year entitled Dedications, and we're going to hear something from that album right now. This is Guido Basso with Heath's Row. Music from Guido Basso, and we just heard Heath's Row. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition on CHUO this afternoon, and we're going to go out with some music from, actually some live music from Wayne Shorter, starting off with Footprints, and then if we have time, we'll listen to a composition entitled Go.
Thank you.
Just heard some live music from Wayne Shorter, Footprints and Go. And next week, I'll be back with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. All the best. Bye for now.